Έχουμε κοντά μας την Ελληνοαυστραλή σοπράνο διεθνούς φήμης. Τα τελευταία χρόνια κάνει διεθνή καριέρα, την Έλενα Ξανθουδάκη, και την καλωσορίζουμε στο στούντιο της SBS. Λίγα λόγια στα ελληνικά. A few words in Greek first. Welcome to SBS once more.
Ευχαριστώ πολύ.
Will you be speaking to us in Greek or in English?
Λίγα ελληνικά, English is easier.
Ωραία. How about if we start straight away about the reason why you're in Melbourne at the moment? You are here for the opera Anna Bolena.
Anna Bolena.
And I can imagine this is the story of Anne Boleyn.
Yes.
Why the change in the name? Why from Anne Boleyn became Anna Bolena?
Well, because it's a Donizetti opera, and it's normally in Italian, people recognize the title Anna Bolena, which is interesting because being English speakers, we would know the name Anne Boleyn. But music followers will think, oh, Anna Bolena, it's a very difficult opera, very challenging. And so people recognize it like this.
And you are playing Anna Bolena.
I am the queen, yes.
You are the You are the queen. And it was the queen with a very tragic ending.
Indeed. It was the second queen of Henry VIII. And she did, in fact, lose her head. And she was usurped by her friend Jane Seymour, or friend in inverted commas. It's a very dramatic story, actually. And it's very... I'm having a lot of fun putting it together. A lot of drama, a lot of anger, vengeance, top notes. It's a very... I don't know the right word for it, but with all of the parts, it's very high drama.
Quite powerful, I can imagine, because before she lost her head, she was the queen. And in order for her to become the queen, she was a seductress. She was a very intelligent woman as well.
She was a very intelligent woman, yes. She knew when an opportunity opened itself, and she also had her own ideas with respect to the church as well. So I know when Henry... from a Catholic became the Church of England in order to separate from the Catholic Church. She was very much for having the church in the local language as well. So for her, I'm never sure whether she was in love as much with Henry as she was with the opportunity to advance her cause, her family's cause, and also her idea of the church.
The love of power.
Yes, the love of power and ambition, definitely.
How does it feel to be... on stage, Anne Boleyn?
Well, in terms of the character, it was very tricky to put it together because you hear so many different interpretations, her as a victim or her as, an ambitious woman, or different ways that she could be portrayed. So for me, finding the right balance, and in this story it's played quite sympathetically because she is betrayed by, another woman in the story, and Henry's own kind of foibles, his mental instability, his distrust, the very strong political game that's going on, and her being the thrust in the middle of that as a woman in Tudor society. She's essentially, all she's there is to provide an heir for the king. So for her to be in this position of power, she recognizes that, but she knows at any time, and as happens, that the carpet is swept from under her.
How challenging was for you, or... what were the challenges for you to get into that character? Because it's a complex character. She is a very complex person.
It's very complex, yes. And we have a lovely director, Susan Chaudhry, who's a theatre director from a theatre background. Uh-huh. She actually directed the Maria Stuarda that we did last year, so Mary Stuart, where I played another lady, a queen who gets beheaded. there's a theme here. Very much putting together her suspicion. She's very suspicious. She's very trying to put together what's going on without giving away her hand. And then all of a sudden everything turns up on her and she's distraught. She doesn't know who to turn to and everything kind of falls apart around her. It's very interesting.
What did you have to go through to combine all this on stage? Because I can imagine, apart from the vocal challenges, they're also the dramatic and the historical.
Yes.
She's not a fictional character.
She's
so
not.
That's another added layer of complexity. How was that for you?
For me, I've done a lot of reading. I've done some looking at the history and the actual story and the letters that she wrote a letter to King Henry, like saying, you know, I'm innocent. You know, she really believed that he was going to spare her life until the very last second. She wrote a letter because Queen Elizabeth was the Queen of England later on. She didn't want her to be out of the line of the throne. So she wrote, you know, I can't say anything bad about my king. You know, the law has said that I am guilty, you know, saying I'm actually not guilty, but I'm not going to say that. I'm just saying, you know, I feel I've done nothing wrong and I'm not going to say anything bad about the king to protect baby Elizabeth. So I did a lot of reading on those sorts of things and the political intrigue. I mean, as herself, as I said, a woman in society, as a pawn used for political gain and bartering. So she was used, betrothed as one person to gain land in Ireland, political situation changed, and she was no longer betrothed to that person and betrothed to somebody else. And
so was it rather easier to portray a real historical person rather than a fictional character? Let's say, was it easier for you to play Anna Bolena rather than
Adina or something?
Carmen. Not sure if you played Carmen.
No, I don't think I played Frasquita, but it's very difficult, very different, I mean. I think it's possibly easier to play a fictional character than a non-fictional character. But also the difference lies with this is that it's an opera, so it's also that the libretto is slightly different. They've amalgamated a couple of characters into one, and, you know, they've got a different dramatic slant
on it. And it's in English, I understand. It's not in Italian.
No, we're performing in English. Melbourne Opera does a lot of their performances in English, which makes it very accessible for people, particularly if they haven't been to the opera before, to understand what's going on.
And if they don't know the story of Anne Boleyn.
Exactly. That's very clear. We have a wonderful bass singing King Henry, Eddie Mulamasai. I'm not sure if I got that right. He is New Zealander, but he's such great presence. We have beautiful singers Sally Ann Russell, Sally Wilson performing Jane Seymour. So, you know, it's a strong cast, great diction. You're going to have a wonderful time.
Now, let's go to your Greek Australian background and concentrate on the Greek background. Are we going to hear Elena Xenofontakis in any Greek songs? Anytime soon?
Well, we have to see. There was once talk of me coming with another Greek singer to do some concerts here, so maybe that will still happen. Crossing fingers.
In Melbourne?
Sto Melbournis, yes.
Sti Melbourne.
Yes.
Okay. To do Greek songs or opera?
A little bit of crossover. We have to see if the money comes together, but I cross fingers that it does.
And if it does, when are we going to expect it? Is it 2017?
Oh,
a live performance?
It would be live. It would be with a small chamber ensemble and a big-name singer. But cross fingers that still goes ahead. Who knows?
Do you want to sing Greek songs?
Greek songs are great. I love listening to Greek singers. I think they're some of the most expressive and colourful singers around.
What Greek songs would you like to sing?
I only actually know like about 8 Greek songs. I know that's really, really terrible. I like to listen to Parios, and that sounds old-fashioned. Some of the old Mercury songs.
Melina Mercouri?
Yes.
Laika?
I did two songs in a concert once to recognize Melina Mercouri many years ago. Pammi e volto so fengari. And Fertumo ene mandolino. Yeah.
These are beautiful songs. Well, I wish you all the best with that. I bet great many people in Australia and in Greece and all over the world, because there are millions of Greeks all over the world, would love to hear you sing in Greek. And there is such a great, great variety.
Repertoire
of Greek songs. You did sing a bit of Ravel, was it?
Ravel, yes. I do the Ravel Greek songs and the Tripetos song, which is good fun as well.
And it was last year, I think, and the year before, you did some big performances, like you performed in Ηρώδειο.
Yes.
Theatre Ηρώδου του Αττικού, and
I
also
did.
Megaro Musikis.
No.
So tell us about that. What was this about?
It was very exciting, actually. It's always been a dream of mine to sing in the Herodion, because you see the videos, you know, Dalaras from, you know, everyone, big singer singing there. So I thought, oh, one day I'll sing there. But 2 years ago, I sang for Maria Callas Gala for the Lyriki Skini, and we sang, you know, I sang a number of arias there, and it was very exciting. And the opera asked me back last year. I sang I Capuleti Montecchi, which is the Capulets and the Montagues. So I played Juliet from Romeo and Juliet. So that was a beautiful experience as well. And a beautiful production, really great high-quality production from Verona. And the sold-out performances, absolutely jam-packed in Athens. So it was very exciting.
Take us to the stage in Eirodion. How was this for you?
Just beautiful. I mean, the weather was beautiful. The acoustic was beautiful. Everyone was excited. The orchestra played well. It was just a magical experience to look out underneath the Acropolis. It's wonderful.
What are your aspirations in terms of having a stronger presence in Greece? What are your aspirations as an Australian from Greek heritage?
This is actually something that I've always wanted to sing for the Lyriki Skini. So I was very, in terms of, you know, having that connection with Greece, I sang for the Maria Callas competition many years ago and won prize, first prize opera oratorio section.
And your auntie were breaking plates? Was it that time?
Yeah, I stayed at my auntie's house, yes. We had a big party. Yeah, it was good fun. And I always wanted to keep, you know, a connection there, and very excited when they asked me to sing the gala and then when they asked me back to sing your Capuleti. So hopefully, you know, there'll be some more performances in the years to come.
Lovely. I wish you all the best in your future endeavours.
Thanks very much for having me. I appreciate you having me on board. And hopefully someone come along and see Anna Bolena. It's going to be a great night.
I'm sure it would be yet another success for you.
Ευχαριστώ πολύ.